Hey guys, hope everything well with you guys. Hope everything good with you all, man, out there. You're having a blessed day. We gotta keep moving through life each and every day, man. People are waiting on your downfall, people waiting for you to give up, people waiting for you to, lose hope in what you're trying to achieve and what you're trying to do, lose hope in God. People waiting on that so that they told you so, And those naysayers, those spirits are very negative, and you can't always expect for everybody to look for your accomplishments, look for, great things to happen for you. You have more people waiting on your downfall than, your success. So you can't allow them to get to you, because, if they ever came to our father, then they wicked anyway. So they have a wicked heart and they don't want good for their brother or their sister, and they only want bad for you. So you got to understand everybody around you is not going to be for you. And you're going to have a lot of pretenders. And on your walk with God, you're going to learn who they are. And you're going to get rid of them because you're going to have to. And it's only to benefit you at the end of the day. It's not to leave you alone or make you not have friends or make you not have people. But some people don't mean you no good when you think they want the best for you and they don't. And that's just part of life, man. Like, it hurts and it cut real deep because these are the people you trusted. These are the people that you knew was going to be on that journey with you to success. These are the people that you knew will always have your back, will never backstab you. Anything that you go through, that they will be there. But that doesn't be the case, That doesn't be the case in all situations. That's what make you stronger, because you become handicapped when you depend on others to favor what you want to do or you want them to support it. You become a little handicapped because now you become dependable on they say so, on, do they think it's right or will they support you in doing it? And you don't need that. You don't need anybody's support but God's support in doing whatever you're trying to do. And you don't need anybody's approval of anything but God's approval of everything. If you put your mind to it and your heart is fully in it and that's what you want to do, you should do it. And forget what family members say, parents say, siblings say, friends say, all these so-called people say, because at the end of the day, it's only you and God. No one was born with you. Nobody was born with you. You came in this world alone, by yourself, So you don't need people's opinion or judgment. I'm not saying that, people's opinions doesn't matter, because some people say good things, but, you just, like, when you got people, when you got everybody against you, and you're back against the wall, you don't need their opinion. You don't need their say-so. You don't need that, You got yourself and God. Show that self-approved, man. Show that self-approved in all things. Because the negativity is always going to be there, whether you winning or losing. Whether you doing what they say to do, or you doing what you want to do. It's going to always be there because it's just in them, It's the spirit that's in them. And you can't take that spirit out of them. They have to want that spirit out of them themselves. So, So if you don't do it, or if you don't listen to them, or if you do listen to them, it's still going to be the same outcome. So if I was you, I would do what I want to do and what God want me to do for what I want to do. And I will have God establish and support me in what I want to do that He has given me to do. because at the end of the day, that's all that matters. As long as God support me, I'm good. You know, and that's how y'all have to become. I had to become that way, and you all have to become that way. And the only way to become that way is to go through the hard times, to go through the things that you try to dodge, or the things that you try to fear, the things that you try to run from, the problems and situations that you try to run from. You have to face those problems. You know, face up. You know what I'm saying? Face up. Face to face. Because those problems is what's holding you back from where you're trying to get to or where you're trying to be. And many of us tend to run from our blessings. You know, we run from it like you don't even know that it's a blessing, but you're running from it because you fear this or you doubt this. You know, you worry about what other people say. You worry about if other people will still be your friend. You worry about if other people will support you. You know, just all type of things that come to your mind. It put that worry or confusion in your mind, and you never get it done, you know. But when you're back against the wall and you're down, or when people not there for you, you know, you have to step in and say, hey, I don't need them, you know. I don't need them. You know, think about all the times when you did other things and they wasn't there. So why would you need them now, you know? You become dependent on people to put a handicap on your mind because your thoughts are not your thoughts, it's their thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Your thinking is not your thinking, it's their thinking. So now it's like, I'm thinking about this, but I wonder if my mother would support me. I'm thinking about this, I wonder if my father would support me, or if my brother would support me. No. Now their thoughts becoming your thoughts because they want you to think about them when you think about doing something so that they can give you approval. You don't need their approval. You have your own approval, you know? You have your own life. You know, so people do not always want the best for you, and it's either you figure it out now or you figure out when it happened to you, because it's going to happen. Not everybody around you care for you. Not everybody around you love you. Not everybody around you supports you. Not everybody around you want good for you. You know, it's only a few, if any. You know, so you have to understand that this is that type of life. Like, this is the world that we live in. Look at Yeshua. He had all these people around him who he helped out, who he healed a lot of people. But when it came to them hanging him on the cross, on the tree, when it came to them hanging him on the tree, look what happened. Only one person who he didn't even know went up there with him and got hung with him. Only one. One, not the ones that walked with him, not the ones who he talked, not the ones who he hung around, not the ones who he healed, not the ones who he saved, but that one who he didn't even know came and did it. And that's life's real life situations that show you. Those around you, they may not support you in what you're doing. That's just to show you. You know, but that's common sense. But a lot of us wasn't raised to know that, like, you know, we wasn't raised to know that. But you have to learn that because that's a detrimental part of your life. That's a deep part of your life, because when these things happen to you, it cut deep. It cut too deep. For some of us, it's hard for us to get out of the traumatization of it. But for some of us, we can move on, you know. But you got to be prepared for those times to not be so dependent on people, because people will hurt you. People will hurt you on purpose because of who you is, or because they see what's in you and not what's in themselves, you know. So you have to understand that everybody don't want good for you, you know. And once you understand that, then you will see. You will see that this life very deep and very, 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 very deep and dangerous, man. You know, those who surround you each and every day and laugh with you, a lot of them won't have your back, man. You know, it's for anybody that's going through. I haven't gone through it, like those who've been through this, y'all know what I'm saying. So, everybody won't have your back. Everybody won't support you. You know. They're looking for your downfall. They're looking for a reason to laugh at you. They're looking for something. People don't want to see you always have success or always being good at something. You know? They don't like that. That to them is like swallowing a hard pill. Like, they don't want to see you successful. They don't want to see you make it. They want to see you down. They want to see you fall. They want to see you crawl. They want to see you beg them. They want you to run to them for all your problems and situations and everything. You know? You have to learn to move on your own. You know? When you become so dependable on people, people start to treat you somewhere. They start to move with you somewhere. They don't want to treat you right, but they want to treat you right. And we're good at all. You know? But when you bring them the hard reality of what they're doing, you know what I mean? Like, they never was doing it. And lie so they can continue to do it to you. So don't fall for the manipulation of these people. Because they would do that to you. You bring it to them and they'll try to lie their way out. Like, oh, I didn't mean it like that. Or, I didn't say, yes, you did. You know why? Because it would have never been done. It would have never been done. You know? That's how you felt. And that's what you wanted to do to me. You know? Because if not, it would have never been done. So don't fall for the tricks and the lies of these people. The heathen people, narcissistic people, you know, controlling people. They want to control your life, but don't got no control over their own life. You know, misery needs company. And if you invite misery into your home or into your life, it will keep you bad company, bad burden on you. So don't allow no one to hold you back from going to where you need to be, because they wouldn't do the same for you. And that's just something you're going to have to learn when it happened, or learn now. I always thought, like, you know, those who was close to me, I thought, like, you know, I can bring them with me and I can, you know, like, whether I make it or they make it, I'm happy, you know? Like, that's how I used to look at things. Like, if I make it, I'm happy. If they make it with me, I'm happy. If they make it, I'm happy. And if I don't make it, I'm still happy, because at least one of us made it, you know? At least somebody made it. At least somebody, you know, got us there. But people around me wasn't the same way, you know? And it's like, I'm thinking, like, because you're around me, you thinking how I think. Like, we think alike, because the majority of the things that, you know, we speak on is alike. Like, it's an agreement. So you would think that, but not everything, you know? So it's not everything. So it's like a bit shocker, you know? So you're thinking everything, like, yeah, I mean, this person got all this in common, you know? But it's not everything. I take to test your friends and test those around you by coming to God and see if they come with you. I'll show you that everything is not the same. And even if they do come, I bet they won't last long because they pretending just to be around you, just to stop you from going, you know? So I say test the waters like that, you know? If you really want to know somebody, your friend, sit there, come to God. Sit there, honor your God, and worship your God the way you do. I bet they won't. I bet they won't. You know? And that's the hard, deep part way I found out. No matter how much I told those around me, you know, God loves them and God want them to change their life and God want them, you know, God want to choose them to, you know, be his children. And you know, you should change your life around and stop doing this and that because, you know, I used to do these things and I stopped. That didn't matter to them. They listen. They heard me, but they didn't listen. I say that. They heard my voice speaking the word of God to them, but they did not listen. And whose fault is that? It's not my fault. I didn't have someone close to me come tell me about God. You know? I didn't have that. So for them to have that and not take advantage of that, that's not my fault. I did what I was supposed to do. And that's all I can do. You know? The next level is to just pray for them and, you know, hopefully they can, but, you know, who goes to say? You know, maybe one day. But I won't continue that path, you know. I'm not gonna go on that path and be stuck in that situation. I already was before, and I'm not gonna do it again. So I try to tell them, but hey, you know, people hear you, and then the next day they don't. You know, one second they all in, and then the next second they not. You know, so you know, this life brings a lot of situations that we all gotta face, man. And a lot of us run from facing it. Like, you know, you got friends around you that won't come to God. You know, you got people around you that do wrong, but you're not telling them to do right. You know, you got people around you that don't really care for you, and they showed you before, but you're still their friends. You know that. Are you seen it? You're a witness to it. You know, and I was too. You know, but that's where the cutoff comes in at. And if you don't cut them off, it's only gonna get worse for you. It's only gonna get worse for you, man. It's only gonna get worse. I'm telling you. I'm telling you the truth. Because things can only go for so long for people, you know? Things can only last for so long. And, you allow it to, then it's gonna be worse when it all falls down. And it all comes tumbling, crashing down because all this build up pain can cause you to hurt them or cause them to hurt you. You know? You don't want it to get to that. So you wanna cut them off ASAP. Trust me when I tell you, cut them off. Get them out the way, out your life, start a new life, start everything new. Come to God, repent, and do all that you can do because people don't care for you because they don't even care for themselves to come to God. That's the honest truth. People don't care for you. People do not care for you because they don't care for themselves to come to God. So that means they don't care for God. So how can they care for you? They only care for what you could do for them or what you have done for them. And that's it. That's the truth. They only care for what you have done for them, or what you can do for them. But they don't care for you because they don't care for themselves to come to God and change their life around. They don't care for our God at all because they haven't came to Him to change their life around. So how can they care for you? If they don't care for themselves and they don't care for God, then they don't care for you. So it's best that you get away from that dangerous creature before you put yourself in the wrong situation with that dangerous creature. Because obviously this spirit is not colliding with your spirit and their God is not your God. So you have to get away, man. I lost a lot of people, you know, in that. But hey, they meant me no good anyway. So why would I even dwell on it? I care about it. I'm just, you know, giving y'all the truth so that y'all won't have to go through that. Or if you is going through that, then maybe this can help you out. But don't be around pretenders. Don't be around people that say they're your friend and they're not, you know. Don't be around these people, man, because these people are very dangerous to themselves and to you. They do a lot of shady stuff, and, you know, you have to watch your back. So I just say, cut them off, man. Cut them off and find you some friends that love your God. Find you some friends that worship God with you, that speak about God to you, that's into the same God, that's holy like you, righteous like you, and doing all that you do for your God. Because, and it's going to be very hard to find, I'm telling you. It's going to be very hard to find. You may hear them speak of God, but you got to ask them which God. It's not, if it's not Father Yahweh, then it's not the God. So, you know. Don't go running because somebody said, oh, yeah, I love God and I worship God. Yeah, which God? What's your God name? What's your God name? And what will is you doing for your God? What's, like, you know, because you don't want to get caught up with these people, like these coexist people, these random heathen people, you know, these, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah. They want to join with you to be friends with you, but they got a whole nother guy. No, that's not acceptable. That's not what my father told me. Because if I join hands with you and you got another God, then I'm going to be worshiping your God. And I'm going to make my God look dumb because I'm worshiping your God. Like that shows to you that my God weak because I'm doing things your God allow you to do, but you're not doing things that my God allow me to do. Like, no. No. I'm staying devoted to my God with a divine mind and a holy mind. And I'm going to make sure you know that I will never betray my God to be friends with you or anybody to degrade my God. Like, you know, we have to start standing up for God, y'all. Like, He'll stand up for you any day, anytime, any second. He is there. So what you gonna do for Him? You gonna stand up for Him? Are you gonna let somebody wanna be your friend? You end up worshiping their God by doing the things that they do, knowing that it ain't of your God. No. Stop trying to be nice to everybody and clench to them and be buddy-buddy and friends with them. Because one day they're going to disrespect your God and grieve you. And it's just going to be up from there. So, it's better that you don't get involved. And it's better that you cut those off who don't want to be your God. Yeshua, they said, in the Bible said that, they told Yeshua, like, oh, your mother and your brother is looking for you, like, calling for you or whatever. Like, either looking for you or calling for you. And he was like, my mother and my brothers... My mother and my brother are the ones who do my father will. That's what Yeshua said. They are the ones who do my father will. So that tell you right there, those who are around you, they're not doing the will of your father. They're not your brethren. They're not your people. Because what sense does it make that you sit there and be righteous and do the will of your father and read and fast and do everything that you're supposed to do and do the Sabbath and everything that you're supposed to do, but they're not doing it. What good is that? That you do that and they don't, but they're hanging around you. There's no point of being around me. If you can't get with it, you gotta get lost. There's no point of being around me, man. Like, I don't got time for that. Like, I don't want nothing to do with that. Like, you know? Like, oh no. Bad for business. You know? Like, I'm walking around with somebody who got a curse on them. Like, I'm not gonna be doing that. Y'all really gotta wake up, man. You really gotta see what's up with people, because people is wild, man. People will amaze you. People will amaze you every time. Every time they will amaze you, man. Every time they will amaze you. You just gotta understand that it's part of life, man. Like, I really try to, like, help as many people as I can, get through what they're going through. But some people just don't listen. Sometimes it's hard to get through to them because of the circumstances in life. And some it's just like, they just don't want it at all, man. And you can't force no one to want to come to your God. You can't force no one to want to change their life. You can't force no one to want to do anything. Like, they gotta be automatically in them. It's like an automatic. It's kinda like if you had a light, if you come to a stoplight, right? The light is red. You know automatically to stop because the light is red. The light turned green, you know automatically to go. That's how it has to be. It has to be like that. It has to be that alert light. Like, they know. If they don't know, then they don't know. And one way that I would know if somebody really want to, if not, if they ask more than the usual. Because majority of the time when you're telling people stuff, they're hearing you, they're like, yeah, wow, like, yeah, whatever, But you have some people, they will question things and they want to know things. I did tell you, like, man, I really wanted to know this. I really wanted to, how you know this? I do. Tell me this. If you do, you know this. Like, you would know. They will show you that they're concerned, or that they care, or that they really want in. And those are the people that I love to deal with. I don't love to deal with people who I got to keep telling this stuff to each and every time. And they still haven't made the first step. They're not questioning things to know more. Or I don't want to deal with those people because you wasting my breath. You wasting my time. And I don't want to waste breath and time on someone who doesn't care about their time and their breath, because their life is not fully in God's hands, so they don't care about the breath of their life. They don't care about the time that they got on this earth either. So I don't want nobody wasting my breath and my time that God has blessed me with and gave me. I only want to give it to people who really want to receive it, And that's how you all should be, because people will waste your time, and you'll really think that they really want to change. And months later, they still in the same situation and asking you this, asking you that. No, change your life the way I did. Sometimes we have to fall, y'all. We have to fall, man. Like, sometimes you just have to fall. You have to take that loss. You have to take that failure. You have to take that L. You have to take that loss. Because with that loss comes a lot of lessons learned, a lot of blessings out of that loss. Like, and that loss become a blessing. It don't even be a loss no more. It become a blessing and a lesson learned. Like, to be honest, like, You gotta understand that, because people run from that because they don't want to take a loss. They don't want to sacrifice, but they want to hate on you, or they want to envy you because of what you got or what you did, but they don't want to sacrifice what they need to sacrifice in order to get to where they need to be. And it's like, who don't want to get to the next level, or who don't want to get to where they're trying to go, but they're just not getting there because of a situation that they don't know that's at stake on their life. You got a burden on your life when you got things on your life, man. These things can like put you out and put you down. And you gotta understand that you gotta learn how to get through it, And the only way to get through it is through God, man. Like, I don't care what nobody say. God is the number one answer. God is number one in all things. God is number one in my life. God is number one forever. And He's the end too. He's the beginning and the end. Like, without God, I wouldn't be where I'm at. Without God, I wouldn't know what I know. I wouldn't be able to speak to you all right now because I would not know. My train of thoughts with people was not how it is now. My train of thoughts with people was freely. Like, if you say you're my friend, then you're my friend. If you help me, you're my friend. If you share with me, you're my friend. You know what I'm saying? If we cool and we talk to each other, you're my friend. That's how it was. And I never like thought to think that people have this whole plot, plan, and scheme on you. I never thought that. Like, at least the people I knew, I never thought that. I just thought that happened to people, other people. I never thought that it would happen to me. I just thought that it would happen to like other people. Like, even though I heard it in music, and I heard it in music, and I heard it, on movies. I saw it on movies. I, heard about it in the neighborhood or whatever like that. I'm like, okay, yeah, like I hear it. That's crazy. That's wild. But I never thought it would happen to me with the people who I was close to. I never thought that. Like, that didn't even process in my mind. It was more like, these my brothers are, these my friends, and I do good for them. I know they'll do good for me. I never betray them. They'll never betray me. I never do bad to them. They'll never do bad to me. I got their back. They got my back. Those type of things. Like, that's what I thought how it would be. But you giving 1,000%, and those around you giving like 20%, 40%, 100%, but it's never reaching your 1,000%. And it's like, when does that occur? But you're not so dependable on them, so it's like it didn't matter, but at the same time it never occurred, So if it never occurred, or it did occur and then it stopped occurring, then it's like, what happened? So that's how I looked at things. But being with God changed me and showed me a lot. If people around you sure who he helped out, who he say he healed, he blessed, he even gave knowledge to, he gave wisdom to, he left the Holy Spirit to, and everything. If they can't do nothing for him for after all that he done for them, then I can't expect for anyone that I do anything for to be able to do something for me. So I would not depend on them, because you sure did not depend on them, So life lessons, man. We all learn. We all here to succeed. We all here to get through, what we're trying to get through, man. And I just want y'all to be blessed in the most perfect way. And I just want y'all to know that our Father is wonderful and beautiful, and that He will help you through all things. Like, without God, none of us would be here today. You wouldn't be able to listen to this podcast without God. So I just really hope that, as always, this blesses you all and help you all get through your situations. Hopefully this touched somebody. If not a million people, hopefully it touched one soul, It doesn't matter. As long as it touched one person, that's all that matters, And at the end of the day, God will bless you. I love you. Thank you. And I'm out.